Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's do this!
Ben and Anna call it quits, and he wasted no time trashing her. Army's out. So who will become J-Lo's new leading man? And Sarah sends herself home on The Bachelor. Is the show going off the rails?
I can't even.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Today we are talking hookups, breakups, and we got some baby news. Okay, but first, Ben Affleck is trashing Ana de Armas, like literally kicking her to the curb. Yesterday, a life-size cardboard cutout of Ana was photographing thrown away outside of Ben's home. Is this the ultimate burn?
I mean, I've heard of like throwing away photos or putting things under the bed, but I guess when you have a life-size cutout, it can't fit in a closet. You know what I mean?
You can fold it up. You can fold it up. And if you're going to go on that many dog walks, if we're going to have to watch you two be that obsessed with each other for that much time, you can be a little classier about this. That's blatantly disrespectful.
What is the classy way to throw out a cardboard cutout?
He could have folded it. He could have taped it up. He could have ripped it up. He has 12 people working for him. That really, I have to say, knock on Ben for me. Totally not cool.
That's
not
so cool. Funny. I mean, it's so funny because he talks about this in interviews all the time where they're like, you love to be photographed. And he's like, no, I go and I take out the trash and they're just sitting there. So, I mean, part of me is like, he probably, told his housekeeper or whatever, like, hey, pitch this for me. And then it was just, they pitched it, and now it's like, Ben, you're terrible. Like, maybe he didn't give his housekeeper full instructions, like, fold it up, take it out at night. Do not let anyone see this.
If you
He's been famous long enough.
On a Tuesday. Okay, so the two dated, you guys, nearly a year. Last time we talked about them, we thought they were so in love. There were engagement rumors swirling, and now it's completely over. Now, a source tells E! News there will always be that love, but word is they broke up over the phone. Listen, this is my thought. She just had a birthday. What? She's 32. He's 48. There's some information about her wanting another child, a child. And so I'm sure there's a lot of love there, but I'm sure they eventually had that conversation, especially if there really were engagement rumors.
But you have that conversation before you move into the $19 million house.
No, you don't. Not
always.
You should, but it just sometimes you think, like, I'm okay. And then he's saying, like, no, are you really okay? Because that door is closed. Like, I need you to really think about it because I want to marry you, but if you want children, you're not going to want to stay with me, or vice versa. You know, however that conversation goes, I know many friends have gotten to that point, and they don't want to break up until that point because they are so in love and they think maybe they'll change their mind, and then they hit this epiphany that says, I'm not going to change my mind. I do want a baby.
I really hate to do this to you. If I'm putting my house on the market, to then move in with my boyfriend. You better believe before I call that real estate agent or pack one of those damn boxes, we are going to be on the same page before that moving truck gets there.
But
because
not everybody,
I just wasted time and gave
like
up
that.
My home
not everybody
to move
thinks
in with
like
you.
That. A lot of,
at 32, you're thinking about that.
You are.
I agree.
But sometimes you just get caught up in the moment. Listen, I have a girlfriend.
She kept her apartment until last week.
Listen,
and she's
I have a girlfriend who's been living with her man because she's still undecided whether or not she wants to have kids. And she knows that if she ever decides that they for sure want she wants kids for sure, they will break up. She knows that. And so, but she's still living with him because she's like, I'm happy
well,
right
that's,
now.
We're that's
still
fair.
Doing- We're
it's,
doing...
That's fair. It's also about if you're going to try to convince yourself that's something you don't want or think somebody's going to change their mind when somebody's up front with you. I think that's a different circumstance. I feel like, first of all, not every 32-year-old woman wants to have children.
Right.
And if you're dating somebody who's much older and they're probably, I mean, realistically, he's 48. He has three children. Does he really need to get married again? I feel like Ben's in the phase of his life where he wants to have long, meaningful relationships like he just did with Anna, but he doesn't really need to do that all over again. Like, I just don't see that. She's in the prime of her life. She's a beautiful young girl, and I think it. I first of all never thought they were going to get married. I never said that. I always thought. I always thought they were going to be the dog walking couple, and that was it. And this is her
hair.
New haircut.
She broke up, yes, and I'm obsessed with this new hair.
By the way, she was in the middle of an important thought
I'm sorry.
Something crazy,
but I
and you're distracted by the hair.
But I wanted
to make sure
I acknowledge the bangs and the bob.
The bangs,
it's
listen,
really good.
It's as tale as old as time. Like, she really kind of went for that haircut real quick. Like, usually that's a question we make fun of on the show. Like, oh, my God, like, do you change your hair when you're broken up? And we're like, why are we asking that question again? Like, she really just did that. Like, I would have given it a few weeks. Like, it works because she's got that face. You know what I mean? She just looks just super French and fabulous. I would have held off. I think in 3 weeks she's gonna be like, why do I have these bangs? Yeah. I have to wait till they grow out now. Like, it's just bangs are a pain in the ass.
Look, if we haven't learned anything from Julianne Hough through this whole situation, her ex-boyfriend just talked about how for 10 years he's been holding the secret that when they broke up, it actually wasn't as copacetic as we thought. He confirmed that celebrities sometimes come up with a joint reason as to why they broke up. The most generic reason in the world as a breakup is we weren't on the same page. She wanted children. I wasn't ready for it. You will never question it. The fact that these two moved in together and then weeks later broke up, I feel like this is just an excuse.
Oh, you think this is all a PR story? You think the real reason is something different?
I think they ran
their course. I mean, at the end of the day, she was dating Ben Affleck, and I knew who Ana de Armas was before she was with Ben Affleck because I had seen movies that she was in, but not everybody else did. And I feel like that was also a big plus. I think she cared about him and loved him and vice versa. But like, there's benefits to dating somebody as A-list as Ben Affleck. So I think she probably, look, everyone knows who she is. Everybody's talking about her. I'm sure more movie roles are going to come. Like, we've talked about this on the show 1,000 times. This is how this stuff unfolds for people. People get linked up all the time. I'm sorry, do you think they walk their dog that without any thought, please? If you don't want to be seen and talked about as a couple, you can avoid it.
You guys like, just don't believe in this relationship
I
ever.
I
believed in it for a little to have like hot sex and fun.
Though. I'm going to put it on camera. Their movie comes out in August. They're in deep water together. Their movie comes out in August 2021. I bet you they get back together 2 months before the movie comes out.
No way.
Oh, jeez.
No.
This is over.
Tom, mark that down in your calendar. Watch.
Well, the trash throwout, rude.
The trash throwout. Okay, now we have to talk about the hottest movie role in Hollywood. With Armie Hammer out as J-Lo's love interest in Shotgun Wedding, everyone wants to know who will replace him. Now, one name that's been circling around is Josh Duhamel.
I can see it. You know,
I think that makes it a different movie.
It does make it a different movie, but I don't know. Armie and him have kind of some similar characteristics.
Don't say that
like
too loud.
Josh
Duhamel might not like that.
They're both good looking.
Not right now.
That's true. Listen, I think J-Lo's ultimate co-star has always been and will always be Matthew McConaughey. I just love them together.
That's a good one.
But then again, I just love Matthew in every rom-com he does, even though he's done with rom-coms. I'm like, you are my favorite rom-com star. But who would you guys think is J-Lo's ultimate co-star? Justin?
I would like to see her with Ryan Reynolds. I think that's Ryan Reynolds one. Is funny. I think when he and Sandra Bullock did the proposal, it was so on point, and he has that dry sense of humor that is almost so sarcastic. You don't know if the shade is coming at you or at the situation.
Sandra Bullock was in the proposal, not J-Lo.
No, I'm saying, that's what I said. He and Sandra Bullock in the proposal was so good. Yeah. He had such great chemistry. Open those pregnancy ears.
Yeah, I was like, what? You guys have to be nice to me. I'm here for 4 more days, okay? It's fine. I'm allowed to be 8.5 months pregnant right now. One mix-up.
Who would you pick?
I've been racking my brain all morning. When I read the whole thing and she said Maluma for a second, I was like, Maluma makes sense. But I just feel like Ralph Fiennes was her best. Like, that was her best co-star. Ooh. I would like her to, like, bring it back with someone. I don't think she needs these new, like, hot guys. I think she needs, like, somebody, like, a little more worldly and older.
I like it. All right, well, we will see. Okay, now you guys remember this story when everybody was calling Kylie Jenner a psychopath for her cake cutting skills. I mean, that was a little harsh. Well, now people are freaking out over her shower head in her $35 million home. Take a look at this. Fans took a little virtual tour of her house over the weekend through Kylie's Insta stories, I think it was. And after one look at her shower's low water pressure, people are just not having it. One person tweeted, their tears had more pressure. Another wrote, me judging Kylie from the comfort of my parents' house. I mean, call a plumber, honey. You can fix this real easy.
It's not even a fixing issue. The problem is when you become a billionaire before the age of 21, you don't learn the basics about a home. And if you just go ahead and turn that little switch at the shower.
You don't think she knows?
She don't know. She does not know. The girl has not one clue that you just have to turn that little knob and that trickle would turn into a stream. I feel so terrible saying this because I've dated guys who have been rich their whole lives.
Yeah.
And the simple things that they cannot do is amazing to me.
Hilarious. Well, it's also just like a very small shower head for that very big shower.
She must know that, though. I feel like, listen, there's nothing worse. I don't care if the shower is cracked, if there is mold. If the shower pressure is good, it's fine. If it's not good, I don't care how beautiful your marble is. I also didn't realize that marble had that black streak in it. I thought it was just all, like, pink. That's, like, it looks like a smiley face. It almost, like, it has, like, a horror effect.
I kind of do love it. You know, I also think that she doesn't really sleep at this house. We all know that that's her playhouse in Bel Air. Like, she...
Right.
Like, that water pressure is for Stassi. She don't care.
Yeah, she's like, I don't ever use this shower. Have never. I have 18 others in the house.
Yeah, good point.
All right, coming up, is there too much pressure on women to have children? The celeb who is sounding off. Plus, is The Bachelor going off the rails? We're discussing last night's shocking exit. Plus, we're talking to Queen Victoria's dating coach. That's all coming up.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. You're definitely in the right place because Riverdale star KJ Apa said so.
If it's Tuesday, you know you're watching E!
He sounded just like the guy.
I love it.
He sounded just like the guy.
That was cute.
That was cute. Thanks, KJ.
Thank you for that.
All right, Michelle Williams went off on a troll who told her you need to have children. He wrote, Michelle, I love you, but you need some children. You are too bored. That's not going to go over well. She called him an idiot with some laughing emojis, but then when he told her that that response was uncalled for, Michelle let him have it. Ooh. She wrote, no, what's uncalled for is you telling a woman that she needs to have children. What if that woman can't have children? What if that woman doesn't want children? Watch your mouth and fingers. I would have ignored, but too many people need to stay out of a woman's uterus.
Ooh. Good for her.
Tell them, Michelle.
Ooh. Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, I really do appreciate a celebrity clapback like this sometimes because the fact that that guy or whoever it was wrote back and said, well, that response was uncalled for. It shows that they have literally no idea that they're offensive. You know, there are just like so many people walking around that say offensive things and are just completely ignorant to it. And I feel like it sometimes takes a call out. Like, this person needed to be called out so that they can stop the problem and stop doing that. Because I bet they've done that to 1,000 people in person and online.
Oh. 90% of those trolls, whatever you clap back at them, they always take the victim approach. They're like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. I love you so much. And they always back down. They always try to make it that they didn't mean what they wrote. Sometimes you just need to let a bitch know, like, don't F with me today. And what she wrote was completely appropriate. It's exactly what we talked about with Anna and Ben. I was saying, not every 32-year-old woman wants to have a baby. You can't just assume because somebody has a uterus that all of a sudden they want to have that occupied. Some people don't want to have kids. I'm having a kid and I'm like, wow, I'm really having a kid. Like, you know, it's not just, we're not bred to just be obsessed with children, you know, from the moment we're born, and not everybody wants them. So I was happy for Michelle. I think she needed to let out that steam.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm not touching this subject. I've learned my lesson. I have told everybody the story about Gabrielle Union and how I put my foot in my mouth.
Wait, I forgot it. Tell it again.
You know, here, like, when you're working at E! And I love all my producers. I live for them. And, you know, we work with a lot of women. And for women, I think sometimes women get excited when other women get married and they want to know, like, when they're going to start their family. It's not coming from an invasive place. It's coming from a place of, we really want to know because our lives are fulfilled. Like, you know, we moved into marriage to have children. And I went to a book signing of Gabrielle Union's for her book. And the first question on my card was, you and Dwayne Wade have just got married. When are you guys going to have kids? And she was so polite and so gracious enough to say, you know, you're going to have to see when you see. But, you know, we're trying. Weeks later, I went and listened to her on a podcast. And she talked about while she was, you know, pushing her book, she had just suffered a miscarriage and no one knew. And here I was sitting there asking her about when she was going to have kids. Meanwhile, she had just went through something so traumatic. I decided on that day that I will never in my life ever ask a woman about that part of her life again. I'll ask your husband all day long, but I won't ask them because you never know what people are going through.
So
you never know how many women struggle to have, you know, pregnancies. We often think that when women say we want to get pregnant, it's time and we can do it, but that's not the case for everybody.
Absolutely.
I will never do it.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
A good life lesson.
Navigate these things. All right,
that's
well,
good.
Let's talk about The Bachelor. So The Bachelor brought the drama once again last night. One of the women chose to leave the ABC show and threw the other ladies under the bus on her way out.
That's the way to do it.
I just feel like so alone here, and like I was just like completely attacked by so many of the women in the house, and I just feel like I'm not welcome. Some of the women in there are just really cruel and malicious, and it's like really hard for me.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I would have, no. If you're gonna go there, go there. I literally would have been like,
say,
you know,
names.
Yes, say names.
Yeah.
I was attracted by Trisha, Jessica, Ashley R, Claire B, and that trifling ass Susan.
Why Matt James did not ask for names and more details is beyond me. I think it's his naiveness. Like, a lot of it, I'm finding it endearing how really naive he was about The Bachelor, like, in this season. And you can just tell. I feel like if you've been on the show before, then you know those questions to ask. You want to get to the bottom of it. You want the details. Matt, even just how he handled this whole Sarah girl situation and going out of his way to spend time with her and literally, like, disregarding the rest of the girls, I was just like, oh, buddy, like, you just are in over your head. You are in over your head.
But is it possible? I mean, I'm not the biggest Bachelor fan. I don't watch, obviously. But, I mean, is it possible he just didn't care to save her or delve deeper into
it? No, he liked her. He really liked her. He, like, went out of his way, bent over backwards to go see this girl. And she still left, and it's probably best. But the fact that she just did a lot of things, like interrupted a group date and all these things. But
can you imagine getting in the car thinking that that man is going to come out and say, please don't leave. I want you to stay. And, like, you're telling the driver to go slow, go slow, go slow. Like, I think that's what she wanted. And she knew that if she told them that that was going to be the chance.
Has that ever happened to you? That totally happened to me. That you just brought back a flashback. Yes. One time I was in a fight with a guy and I like blew up on him. I mean, it was bad. I mean, it was bad. And I like what he did was really bad. Like he should have chased after me. And I drove all the way home and I literally was like taking my time so that I was hoping like by the time I got to my house, he'd meet me there. And I remember pulling up and not being there. And I had no missed calls. And like I was just like, I'm just done. Okay, we're just done. Okay, got it. I thought you were gonna chase after me, you're not. No. Got it. All right.
That's a blessing, cool, though. Keeps it clear. Keeps it clear.
You know where we're going with this. Okay. Later on Daily Pop, we're going to talk to the woman who advised Queen Victoria before she went on The Bachelor. Trust me, you do not want to miss that. Okay. Now, you may not be in the running to win The Bachelor, but there is a chance you could win $850 million. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight. There's also Powerball tomorrow, and that one's up for but $730 million? Are you guys playing? Are you into this stuff?
By the way, if you could see me collecting money, like I'm in a church, you know, from people, all the hair and makeup people, we play every week. I actually play with my makeup artist, Andrea, every single week, and I play with my neighbors as well. So I'm like 30 bucks in a week.
I play every once in a while, and then I don't win, and then I get discouraged and stuff.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I love both of you, but if I win $850 million,
on a yacht,
you're not coming back.
I will change my name. You will not find me. I will buy myself out of this contract. Breach of every single thing that you know, you ain't gonna catch my ass.
You better be careful. You could run through that money real quick. You know, taxes take out a big chunk.
$850 is a good chunk.
Still ahead, Michael B. Jordan's romance with Lori Harvey. It's heating up where we just busted them packing on the PDA. And Bobby Flay is here. We're gonna talk about his new show and we're gonna cook up a delicious Italian dish. Stay with us.
Is Bobby?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The best part of being in Tuscany is being able to cook. I get to take some of the ingredients that are important to this place and transform them the way I want to. And it makes me feel connected to the land.
I'm going to serve you a little wine.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Why not?
Grazie.
Cin cin.
Cin cin.
Imagine getting to spend a month eating your way through Italy. This sounds like heaven. That's exactly what Bobby Flay did with his good friend Giada De Laurentiis for his new show, Bobby and Giada in Italy. Bobby, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Bobby, I gotta ask you, I can't even get this network to buy me 2-ply toilet paper. How did you talk a network to send you to Italy for an entire month with an unlimited wine budget?
Hey, listen, you know, if you want to talk about the great food and wine of Italy, you got to go there. I mean, there was no getting around it. I mean, I could have gone to some really good Italian restaurants in New York or LA or something like that. But, you know, when I talked to Giada about going there, she was born in Rome. So it was great to be able to get my tour guide. And, I've been on the Food Network for 25 years. So I figured it was time for me to get an international excursion.
You got some pull there.
Oh, my gosh. And I love Italy so much. Like, what was your favorite part? Tuscany, it's so gorgeous. Is there something that you learned from the Italian culture that we need to embrace more in our American culture?
Well, yes. We need to learn how to relax a little bit more, you know, because we're always on the go, 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 of course. And, in a place like Italy, they really, they work to relax, you know, and it's just a different approach to life. And when you go there, you just feel everybody, you know, it takes a, you know, they take very deep breaths in terms of like, living their life. It's really nice. And so we did 4 hours. I wanted to do city and country. So we did 2 hours in Rome and 2 hours in Tuscany, as you said. And You know, they were so different, but so incredibly beautiful. So in Rome, John and I got dressed up a lot. We went out to restaurants and, you know, checked out, you know, the spots in Rome because it's such a metropolitan city. And then in Tuscany, we really cooked a lot. You know, we were basically in our aprons, you know, cooking with the incredible ingredients of Tuscany. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Why? Next time, can you take us with you?
I know, right? But, you know, actually, take us there now. Let's get into the dish that you are making for us today so we can all celebrate.
Okay, so we're going to make a little breakfast this morning. I'm going to make an Italian-style egg dish. I call it eggs fra diavolo. So fra diavolo would be like a spicy, garlicky tomato sauce. So we're going to start with some onions and some garlic. Got to get some aromatics in there because everything good starts with onions and garlic. And then let's see, we're going to add some tomatoes to this as well. Some canned tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
And then some chili peppers because we want it to be spicy. So when you talk about fra diavolo, it's always, you know, it means it's going to have like that sort of garlicky, you know, red, you know, crushed red pepper, you know, kind of flavor to it. Then we're going to add some fresh herbs, like some fresh basil, a little bit of fresh parsley and oregano. Because we want to be nice and herbaceous. And this actually reminds me of cooking in Tuscany. I made homemade fresh pasta, and in Tuscany, there's a lot of wild boar running around, so they unfortunately make it into their pasta dishes. But it's such a classic dish, and so it was great to be able to cook something that was part of the part of Tuscany in such a classic way to actually be there cooking it. So great.
Yeah, write this down.
We'll put it on our Instagram, by the way, eDaily Pop Instagram, guys.
This looks delicious.
So basically, what we want to do is we want to get the tomatoes, spicy, get the fruitiness and spiciness of the tomatoes. We cook some eggs. We cook these little sunny side up. We salt and pepper. And then we'll let this cook. And I'm so glad you guys talked about, the new Discovery Plus platform that's sort of so inclusive, and actually all the Verizon customers are based on their selected programs are getting it for free. So so many of my friends are watching the new show with me and Giada in Italy, but then there's a ton of amazing library of stuff that I haven't even seen in a long time, and so it's an incredible array of lifestyle television.
Bobby, so good to see you. Sorry we're missing some of your words here. Sorry, but this looks delicious. You guys, we're gonna put this all on Instagram, our eDaily Pop Instagram. You guys can see the recipe.
Scan
looks
that
phenomenal.
QR code.
You can scan that QR code. That'll also take you to eOnline. Oh, we can also get the full recipe. And be sure to watch Bobby and Giada in Italy streaming on Discovery Plus, which Verizon customers can enjoy for free for 12 months.
Yes, can't wait to go watch Bobby enjoy his life in Italy.
So jealous. Yum, 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 yum. Bye, Bobby. Thank you so much. All right, you guys. Up next, new fallout from Ilaria Baldwin's Spanish heritage scandal, what Alec is saying now. Then it's Morgan's last week before having her baby. So we're going to test her newborn knowledge. That's
Lord
next.
Help us.
The Hollywood Minute. You give us 60 seconds. We give you the top headlines. All right, let's start the clock and get to it. Michael B. Jordan's new love was full display this holiday weekend. He and girlfriend Lori Harvey were on a vacation on a yacht in St. Barts. It looked amazing. They were photographed hugging, kissing in the water on a longboard. The two in public with their relationship last week, and looks like things are still very, very good between them. All right, Alec Baldwin is saying, see ya to Twitter. He sent this tweet yesterday saying, Twitter is like a party where everyone is screaming, not much of a party. Goodbye for now. Now, Alec's wife, Ilaria, got serious backlash recently after people on social media questioned her Spanish heritage. All right. And Justin Timberlake finally confirmed their big secret. He and Jessica Biel have a new baby boy. He revealed the new details to his pal, Alan.
I'll tell you his name. His name is Phineas. And he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping.
Aw. Jessica and Justin also have a 5-year-old son named Silas Morgan. Why do you think they waited so long to confirm the baby? And are you impressed that nobody actually leaked the name before now?
God, that's like the hardest question of the whole day gets thrown on me right now. You know my brain's not working. First of all, surprising that nobody found out the name, because don't you have to put it on a birth certificate? Like, how did no one sift through the trash at the hospital or something? Impressive. And I finally feel like it's been, what, 6 months? Like, it's kind of time to say, okay, we have another baby. I just feel like it was appropriate. And what better place to do it? With Ellen. They're friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Makes that sense. Makes sense.
You better come back and tell us that baby's name first. I'm just calling it right now.
Oh, remember when Jen was like, could you take a video like post-birth? Don't show the baby if you don't want, but like, just like, let us know how it goes. I go, that's my first priority hospital gown is getting a video to Daily Pop. 100%.
I bet $100 I find out that baby's name and birthday on page 6.
Oh, no.
Right, since this is Morgan's last week before she goes on maternity leave, she's going through some baby classes to get ready, so we want to find out who knows more, first-time mom or two-time champ, Carissa.
I know
Let's
nothing.
Play a game.
Nerve-wracking.
I like to call crib or fib.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you guys, that was a cute-ass baby. I'll read a few common misconceptions and myths about babies.
Okay.
If you think it's true, say crib, and if you think it's false, use the word fib. Here we go. Number one. Babies take a number 2 every day. Crib or fib?
Fib.
It varies.
Vib, especially because of me.
Not
I'm not every day.
Fib.
Come on, Amanda Hurley-Vib. What do you say?
A fib. I said fib.
It's
I said
actually
fib first.
A fib. While parents certainly change a lot of diapers, it's possible for a baby to be healthy and not poo every day. Carissa?
I called the nurse on that one time.
Yikes.
Okay,
yikes.
Next up. Babies are born with more bones than adults. Crib or fib?
Fib. No, wait, crib.
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 It's
I
a crib.
I think they, like, mold into big ones later.
Yeah.
It's actually crib, and you got that one first. 2-time champ. Babies are born with over 300 bones. Adults only have 206. And as they grow, some of those 300 fuse together and reduce the total number.
Okay.
All right, this one's a good one. Babies cannot here in the womb, crib or fib?
Fib.
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 Fib. Fib.
Fib.
It's actually
fib.
A fib. Babies
That's
can't
even.
Hear a lot in the womb, so much that people, they know their mothers when they come out because of her voice.
Yikes. That's scary.
Alrighty,
oh, my God.
Let's go for another one. Babies have more taste buds than adults. Crib or fib?
I don't know this one, but I'm guessing fib because they
This
eat
one I'm not,
stuff.
But I don't think we're scoring correctly. I feel like I've said the right answer most of the time. I'm going to
say
this one you can have fib.
You're going to say fib?
Yeah, this one I don't care about.
It's a crib.
Ah!
Babies are born with about 10,000 taste buds. That's why they hate carrots. As adults, our number of taste buds reduces to fewer than 2,000.
Oh, wow.
All right. Picking a newborn up too much spoils them. Crib or fib?
Fib.
Fib, yeah.
Fib. Show that baby that love.
Damn, Evander Holyfield of the babies here. In their first few months, babies actually need a lot of skin-to-skin contact for soothing.
Crib.
So put the Chanel number 5 down.
Wait, that's not a new one.
It's not a new one. Finally.
Boring.
Brain
this is not being calculated, Preston.
Brain development is all genetic and have no impact on child's brain growth. Crib or fib? A parent cannot have any impact.
Fib.
No,
you have to...
Yeah, you have to do stuff with the kid, right? Fib.
Yeah, you have to do things with them. You have to, like,
first time contender
stuff.
Got it. Daily
Wait,
experiences
I
determine.
Said that first.
I said five things first, and they're not even they're not counting me. And I'm not competitive on this show, but today's not cool. Today's not good.
And the winner is by default. We're gonna give it to Morgan.
Okay.
Even though Carissa kind of won.
We want her to feel very prepared.
No.
She's got less than a month to go.
God.
I want you to feel very confident in this big thing that's about to happen.
This big thing that's about to come out. Yeah, yeah. I'm a little nervous about it.
All right. After the break, The Bachelor's Queen Victoria is the season's most controversial contestant. Was she told to act this way, though? Her dating coach is going to be joining us. Not acting, dating. And what she's about to say may surprise you. That's next.
He almost said her acting. I know.
The queen has arrived.
Can you stop?
No, I won't stop, Katie. I'll do whatever the I want.
Matt had mentioned that you think that I'm toxic and manipulative.
I do think you are those things. Queen Victoria is ready for her big day.
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
That took some
balls. That is the infamous Queen Victoria on The Bachelor. And here to give us a little insight is dating coach Serena Kerrigan. Welcome to Daily Pop. So happy to have you. Now, let's get right to it. First things first, you coached Queen Victoria, so I need the details on this. Was this your suggestion for her to act this way?
No, absolutely not. So I'm a confidence coach, and I also am a dating coach, and I met with Victoria twice. And the second time that I met with her, she told me she was going on The Bachelor. And I think that if she had asked me beforehand, should she go, I probably would have said no, because I think that to go on The Bachelor, you need to be extreme, like very confident, have a really solid foundation. Because if you don't have that, I believe that you are more susceptible for asking for external validation, and that would be either from Matt or the producers. And so I don't, you know, I feel like she's a good person, she is. And I think that, you know, with someone going on a show like that in such a high pressured environment, they're more susceptible to doing crazy.
Oh my God. I have to ask you, have you spoken with her since the show airing? And is she okay with some of the criticism that she's getting online?
I have spoken with her, and she is, she's sensitive. Anyone would be. It's really hard. I always am like, don't read the comments. And then there I am reading my comments too. But, you know, I think she, like, literally, I'm just like, don't do it. And there I'm doing it. And then, you know, I think with her, it's like, she said, she was like, you know, I saw some of the things that I, you know, did, and I'm, you know, I look back and I, you know, I wish I hadn't, or vice versa. But she also said, like, it is a TV show, which it is. And I think that people forget that. They don't really, they take it such at face value. They don't realize, like, it is a show. And guess what? Everyone's talking about Victoria. Everyone's talking about The Bachelor. And that's what ABC wants.
Yes.
So, like, I think everyone has to take it with a grain of salt that, like, things are edited and, you know, produced in a certain way to make her seem a certain way. And we don't know what the real truth is. So we need to be a little more gentle, I think.
Right. That's gentle is the key word of 2020 and now 2021. What do you think some of the women should be doing on the show to get Matt's attention in a more positive way? If you were to be coaching somebody through this, what is some advice you would give them?
Absolutely. I think really it's all about the relationship with yourself. I think it's really important to have that kind of foundation. So I tell all my clients, like, talk to yourself in the mirror. Be your own best friend. Give yourself that validation. Be like, you are amazing. You're gorgeous. Like, let's go. Like, that is what I told them to do. And then becoming friends with the other girls in the house, I think, is really important, because you don't have support. Yeah. You don't have your phone. You don't have books. You don't have music. You don't have anything. So if you don't have that people around you to hype you up, including yourself, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the producers. And the producers are going to be like, okay, like, you know, it'd be great. You know, it'd be great for you is if you did this.
Or make out with him.
Right.
Yeah, you're vulnerable. Right. Totally.
Totally.
Yeah. And I would be like, yeah, throw me some cash. Like, I'm a stripper, boo.
and they make you think that they're your friend.
Will this get me into paradise? Will this make me the bachelorette?
100%.
Like, probably. Try it.
Right? You have an Instagram live show. It's called Let's Effing Date, where you go on a lot of virtual dates. I'm not into virtual dates. I don't think they actually work. Do you think people should be, you know, keeping those fires burning and getting on those virtual dates right now?
Absolutely. And by the way, my show is not just virtual dates. It's virtual dates live on Instagram. So literally, like, thousands of people are watching, which is kind of insane. I wouldn't suggest doing what I did. But yes, I think virtual dating is so great. I think that, you know, it saves you a lot of time. You can go on 4 dates in one night if you wanted to. You don't have to worry about splitting the bill. You don't have to worry about, does he just want to sleep with me? You know, you really just, it really, what it does is it boils it down to conversation, which is the most important part, is it not? So I think it's actually a great way to screen people, because I don't want to waste my time, you know?
Yeah.
I know, but what if you put time in and all of a sudden there's no sexual chemistry? It's kind of like, I just wasted days talking to you and you can't even make out.
I mean, have you ever had FaceTime sex? Because you can have sexual chemistry through a phone. For sure.
Okay, I'm going to call you off the show.
I think you all need to have a private one-on-one. And
you guys should go on a virtual date.
I need to talk about this.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations, Morgan. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So another one has a baby and gets married.
Okay, be sure to check out Serena's Instagram live dating show. Let's Effing Date Season 3 premieres February 17th. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, Dolly Parton turns 75, and we just uncovered a wild secret you may not know about her. Plus, Hollywood still going tie-dye, but does this trend need to go? We'll discuss next.
Yes.
It's going to look like a meat tenderizer.
Having trouble getting dressed in anything nicer than sweats? Well, here to share some fashion wisdom in today's Tuesday Trends is your Daily Pop panel. Okay, pull out your phone and scan the QR code on your screen so you can get the looks for yourself. First, we have the tie-dye. It was huge last year, and Harper's Bazaar says it is staying in 2021. Mm. Sophia Richie, Snooki, Vanessa Hudgens, many, many people have been sporting this look all year round. Try it, trash it.
Trash it. It just looks like a bad Clorox moment.
Honestly, trash it. I never got into it. Trash it. I'm just over
it. I'm all for it. Y'all just bought it in 2020. Let it live for a little bit longer.
No, I don't want anything from 2020 to live in 2021.
I love my tie-dyes. I'm keeping them. Okay. Another trend we've been seeing everywhere is the shearling trim.
Amen.
Okay. So what do you all think about this one? We got J-Lo, Julianne Hough, Kylie Jenner.
Try it.
It's, can I tell you, the hardest thing in the entire world is to find a full shearling jacket that's like on the inside and outside. I've had to return a few, but this look is really good. Love it.
I love J-Lo. So I don't know how expensive that coat is, but I want
it. Oh, okay. 8 grand. Yeah.
Oh, all right. When you want to get cozy during these cold winter months, how about grandpa sweaters? Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Mindy Kaling, they've all shared some on Instagram.
Fabulous.
Do it.
Fabulous. Love it. With like a little jean short. Oh, my old life. Oh, God.
Okay.
That is so Morgan Stewart.
Ay-ay-ay.
A little trashy on bottom.
Yeah, when I can't fit into anything. Yeah, so true.
All right, you guys. Up next, we're celebrating Dolly Parton's 75th birthday with a fun game. Do you know which celebrity calls her godmother? Ooh, play along after the break. Ooh. Y'all know that one. Come on. Welcome back. The legend Dolly Parton turns 75 today. To celebrate, we're going to play All About Dolly. Who is our Dolly expert here? Okay, first question. Who calls Dolly Parton godmother? Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God. Everyone. Jesus. I'm so happy to go on leave. I can't wait.
Okay. I'm just taking my mic off.
That's fine. Okay. Which star named their dog after Dolly? I think I know this one, too.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, but I was going to say that.
Okay, well, you didn't. Jesus. Right.
Just start yelling again. It's Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Are we right?
Uh-huh.
Did they show the reveal?
Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Morgan's got it. Okay. True or false, Dolly once lost a Dolly Parton look-alike contest to a man.
True.
Yeah, true.
Justin gets this one if it's true. Yes, okay. Dolly wrote her hit songs, Jolene and I Will Always Love You, in how many days?
7 days.
14 days.
1 day. D, 1 day.
Oh, I didn't see the 1 day. It is 1 day.
I didn't see the 1 day. I think you're right. Damn. Morgan gets that one. Last question. What hit TV show did Dolly secretly help produce? Gilmore Girls, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Dawson's Creek, or Felicity? I'm guessing Dawson's Creek.
I'm going to go with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That sounds like her thing.
I have no clue.
Yes.
Wow. Go,
Justin.
She's so
fabulous. She would be into something like that.
Okay. It looks like you two tied for the Dolly Parton expert.
Look at us.
That makes me very upset.
She will not forgive us for this.
Everyone loves Dolly, but what is it about her that we cannot resist?
I think that she is in on the joke. Like, I love that she can poke fun at herself. She just knows that she is an entity, and she owns it. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm amazed. And all the good that she does that nobody knows.
So much.
Like, there's so much that she does for not only her community, but for America as a whole. Like, she's behind some of these vaccines.
Yeah.
She's putting kids through school.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dolly.
She does so much. She's authentically herself. She never changes. She is so kind. I've had the opportunity to interview her a few times now, and every time, for someone who's been in the business this long, to take the time to be like, what's your name? So nice to meet you. Like, so just just everything you would hope she would be. 100%. That's why we love her. Happy birthday, Dolly. All right,
happy
tomorrow,
birthday.
It's been 15 years since High School Musical. We're going to look back at the stars. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Damn, tomorrow's already Wednesday, y'all. Woo!